Hey everybody, it's Aaron and Jim back, finally, with another first-run bald movie. Tonight we saw Doctor Strange, starring Benedict Cumberbatch, and Benedict Wong, and Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Rachel McBenedict. I don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah, as everybody's been, it bit my mind as well as my dick. What did you think of... I'm curious about what you thought of this movie.
I actually thought it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I have a couple minor complaints, but ultimately,
I'm sure you do.
I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was badass and fun and funny, and the visuals are unlike kind of anything I've ever seen before.
Yeah, they're amazing. I mean, this is a true spectacle.
I'm going to go see this again in IMAX 3D to really bang that point home, because like. I mean, I've seen things like if you start off with Inception and then like the final scenes of Interstellar, you're approaching where this movie begins at, and then they just throw in awesome fight scenes on top of it.
Yeah.
And just the way they visualize the magic is straight out. I mean, I'm not super familiar with Doctor Strange's works, but I've seen him a few issues, and I kind of know his like. You know, they got the whole like hand gestures and the glowing shit coming out of their hands and protective and shield spells. I thought that stuff was all fucking cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm predisposed to think it's cool because I like the Dresden Files, which is essentially this with less capes and more dusters.
okay.
But you know, for I mean, this reminds me a lot of Guardians of the Galaxy, something that I had zero interest in and zero familiarity with, and it's just kind of a big blank spot in my Marvel lore, and just served it up and I ate it up. I don't know. It's great. I thought it's funny because I thought Benedict, this was like the first role I've seen him actually play a person who is somewhat charming or appealing. I mean, don't get me wrong, he definitely is a massive asshole.
Yeah,
but he's different than like, you know, the weird emotionally stunted nerd player. I mean, he's a very confident,
yeah, like Turing,
cocky,
or,
exactly.
Yeah.
He's not Sherlock. He's not he's not playing Smaug the dragon. He's not playing Alan Turing.
Wait,
or
Smaug
like
was
that.
Friendly, right? He was a good guy. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say he was probably cocky and arrogant. I thought Tilda Swinton was really good as the Ancient One.
I can't get over how much she looks like Gollum. I mean, just
oh, come on,
Gollum-ing it up all over the screen.
You put some
stringy hair on her, it's game over. Andy Serkis is out of business.
I think she does look very alien. And I also thought that they, because... you know, they do a lot of I don't even want to say Eastern inspired, because this seems like it's this universal magic system that everyone across the world you know, practices. So they neatly dodged a lot of kind of like, you know, mucking around with cultural bugaboos just by having it be kind of like this
well, I mean,
cross continental multidiscipline.
It's also a very ancient magic. And so, like,
yeah.
The only societies that were around on Earth to protect the Earth at the times that we're talking about were the older ones. Guess what? Not America.
Sure.
Guess what? Not Europe.
Yeah, I saw a lot of, like, Asian-inspired stuff, but there's also, like, the... And I don't know how true this comic, but I thought there's, like, Egyptian-inspired stuff to his, like, cape.
Uh-huh.
Which that makes sense, yeah. If you've got a metaphysical society that's been protecting Earth for millennia, that's where like your real roots are going to go. Like when they throw their throwback uniforms on, it's going to look ancient Celtic, ancient Egyptian, ancient you know, Sumerian and stuff. But I thought it was really good, and again. Yeah. An embarrassment of riches for Marvel that they've got these high profile, very talented actors. I mean, I'm not even going to say that slumming, having a lot of fun making these movies. Mads Mikkelsen, is that his name? Hannibal Lecter from the Hannibal show on TV.
I never saw that.
Never did? He plays kind of like, I'll call him the main villain, and I thought he did.
Oh, right.
Even though he's got a lot of like David Bowie style makeup throughout the most, I wasn't sure how I felt about that, but ultimately I thought it worked.
I thought it was cool.
As a human kind of being corrupted by this dark power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't, It's got almost all the strengths of your normal Marvel movie. It's got hardly a few of the weaknesses, although, you know, if you complain about Marvel being too accessible and fun and bubblegum, then it's probably not going to change your mind on that front.
Yeah, yeah. It is, I will say, a fairly generic story up until a point in the movie.
And
still, even most of it is just pretty generic.
I saw a lot of people talking about this in the advance reviews, that this is essentially Iron Man with magic. It's the Iron Man origin story, only instead of technological based, magically based.
Hmm, okay.
And I thought that was
maybe,
cool.
Maybe we can dive into that a little bit more
during
the spoiler section.
I like the fact that this movie just completely discounts the, you know, physical realm and science fiction and just says this is like, you know, this is an other type, like almost like they're a parallel to the Avengers. Like,
right, right.
It kind of like science and religion, you know, they should theoretically, ideally stay on their own turf. And that I feel like that you definitely got that. Like, they don't give a shit about, you know, Galactus coming.
Right.
They're worried about some ancient
Let
demon.
Let Thor take care of that.
Right. From a like they're here when like they're ready. They go into action when Cthulhu shows up,
mm-hmm.
or like the great outer ones or whatnot. But I thought that was super cool.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of the non spoiler review. Do you want to? Is there anything else?
No, not really. I'd like to. You know, go over some trailers, maybe see if we got the same trailers, because we saw this separately.
Yeah, and I also want to talk about a movie theater, because honestly, man, I'm really falling in love with this neighborhood. I thought, shit, I've already forgotten what the name of this, like, complex is called. Maybe I can look that up while you want to talk. You want to start talking about some of your trailers?
It's called The Neighborhood. Well, let me talk about my movie theater real quick. So, I'm not going to name it, but there's a really cool place very near to my house that we've not tried before, and it's one of those brew and view style places, like a, you know, theater and meal place.
Uh-huh. Who owns it? Is it, like, locally, or is it, like, one of the big chains?
I don't know. It feels like it might be a new chain trying, like, there's a lot of money behind it, clearly, because everything is pretty swanky, and you walk into the theater. So you walk into the building, and there's a big restaurant up front, and mm-hmm. a big bar and everything, and then you kind of go to the back of the place, and there's the theater's back there. And then you walk into the theaters. I was not prepared for this, but every single seat is a leather recliner.
Same here.
Like, holy shit. And they're all, like, they've all got big fat armrests between them. Nobody's bumping elbows. Like,
going to be hard to go back, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like I can't believe I didn't drive an extra 10 or 15 minutes to get to this goodness, man.
So the ticket's like a dollar more than the place that we went before.
Right.
But absolutely worth every penny of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to, you can get drinks. We did. We got we got dinner and a drink, and just had a really good time. So, man, I don't want to disparage them too much, because
right.
I feel like we were the anomaly in the theater. Like, we just happened to get a fucked up order, or it took a very long time to get our drinks. Like, I ordered drinks.
Uh-huh.
I sat there for a few minutes. They came back. I ordered a hamburger. It came out. I ate it, all of it. Waited another 10 minutes, and then they came up with our drinks.
Huh.
It was a good 45 minutes to get a drink there. But we were looking around the place, and everybody else was getting their drinks.
Huh.
And there was a big, like, business party group that came in, like, right before us and was hogging up the bar. So I think that's what happened. They just got fucked. I'm not going to take it out on them, because the service otherwise was really good.
Okay, because as I say, I'm starting to come up with this theory that unless your movie chain rhymes with Shalimow, you know, Shaft Mouse, that you just can't fucking serve food and drink.
Right.
And to the extent that I'd almost rather... So I went to this Cinemark at Oakley Station. It's funny because Cinemark, from where we're from, the Cinemark chain in Indianapolis almost exclusively consists of second-run movies. Like, you pay a buck.
Right.
You get in, and you get a scratchy film, and the place smells like a basement. And
they desperately hope you buy popcorn.
They're just hoping, just sad looks in their eyes. And you feel dirty if you sneak in.
This place
food
gave
and
you bowls of popcorn at the bar for free. So,
really?
There
okay.
you go.
And so I'm like, oh, Cinemark. But it was fucking awesome, dude. It had, mm-hmm. like, these giant stadium seats. Like, This screen was as big as a lot of the faux IMAX screens. You know, there's legit, the real IMAX screens are like five stories right. tall, and you know, there's not that many in the United States. But then there's these IMAX suburban light bullshit mm-hmm. joints. I think the screen is that big. It had this XD digital setup that was like super clear and popped. It just like giant screen, a giant stadium seating, and just all of these things were leather recliners that digitally recline. I mean, you know, he had the controls to put your feet up. You can put your back that amazing, just amazing.
Yeah.
And a great environment. It was a packed house. There wasn't a bad seat. You can reserve the seats in advance, which I think is going to be, I mean, I feel like for a dollar or two more a screening, it's so worth it. You can get a beer if you want.
Yeah.
And that's why I was going, like, I kind of almost, I've had such bad experience with these, you know, we wait on you style theaters that I'd almost rather have, like, you can get pizza there, you can get a whole bunch of other different stuff, you can get a beer if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost rather get my own shit and then not worry about someone stumbling in 45, you know, I'm like parched and I want my beer and I'm not getting a beer and I'm distracted waiting for my beer.
Right.
But yeah, no, I, and this thing's only like 6 minutes away from here. And it also does all of the Phantom events.
Oh, right. Fathom. Yeah.
Fathom events, mm-hmm. rather. And, man, it's we just missed a Godfather.
I know. I've missed every single one of those things. And I see them after the fact. I'm like, God damn it. Well, how did I miss that? Indiana Jones, Back to the Future.
But that's
missed
the problem.
Them all.
We couldn't. Like, I actually was keeping an eye on them. I don't think we could have gone either one. We were just too busy the last month. But yeah. No, I thought those, I had, like, if you're in Cincinnati, check out the Oakley Station. It's pretty swanky new, and they got a whole, like, they got a whole bunch of stuff there. It's like a whole complex.
Hmm.
Well, let's talk about some trailers. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, right. I never saw the first one. I saw the end of the first one.
You should. It's pretty good.
I saw what happens to some of the characters. How that movie ends.
Right.
So... Do I really need to go watch it now that I know how it ends?
Yeah, because it's fun. I mean, it's really fun.
That's
it's
what
really
they say.
Fun. And I'm looking forward to part two. I don't have much more to say about that. Groot looks adorable. There's
Groot.
Another Pirates of the Caribbean movie, apparently. Did you see a trailer
for that?
Oh, I didn't
get this one, no.
Yeah, they've got...
Johnny Depp? Is he back?
Johnny Depp is back, and the villain is a decaying on fire Javier Bardem.
Decaying on fire.
Yes.
Like
he's
Nicolas
like,
Cage.
Not that, but like imagine like Ghost imagine Rider. If you built Javier Bardem out of like boiling blood and like paper that's on fire. Like it's got that effect where it's like the fringes of him are just glowing coals and kind of pull. That's what he looks like. And I don't know what his special power is or what his curse is, but it's...
I'm going to guess it has to do with heat.
Probably. Yep. He's a two-pack-a-day smoker and he's cursed to always be... on fire.
He's the human cigarette.
They had another trailer for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them that I've not seen before. I continue to be excited about
God.
That.
So,
only 3 weeks away, I think. Three weeks away,
I think. I had no idea. So I was listening to this trailer, and I'm like, okay, I don't know anything about Harry Potter. And then they said something about nomadges or something like that.
That's
and
the American slang for...
He was like, oh, we call them muggles. I'm like, that is insanely classist.
Oh, it is.
That is one of the most offensive things I've ever heard.
Yeah, there's totally... I mean, part of the thing you appreciate about Harry Potter is its commentary on the British class system and, I guess, class system anywhere and the fact that, like... The you think that the magic world is like this one thing, and then you kind of find out that it's kind of racist,
yeah,
and not intolerant of other viewpoints, and like that's one of the things that, you know, Harry Potter's there to, I guess, heal or fix, or that generation of wizards.
Well, now I know what a muggle is. I can't tie my shoes anymore. That information is out of my brain now, replaced by what a muggle is.
What a muggle is.
Yeah.
There's a new XXX movie.
What?
Vin
I'm
Diesel
not getting
is
good.
73 years old. He has 7 fat rolls on the back of his neck.
One more than the Fast and Furious movies.
That's how you keep track of which Fast and Furious. It adds another neck a fat roll to his neck every. But yeah, he is fucking skateboarding.
That's awesome.
That's a word to describe it. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Cecily has not seen any of them. I'm like, oh, we're going to get fucking bombed out of our minds this weekend and watch one or two of those.
If you had to rank the Vin Diesel franchises, how would you rank them? Because to me, Triple X is pretty far down.
Yeah,
the list.
You got to go Fast and Furious. I would actually go Chronicles of Riddick.
Okay. All right.
I'd actually The Witch Hunter was surprisingly entertaining, brought a lot of goodness. I think Triple X is, I mean, it's just dumb. It's essentially a meathead James Bond Tony Hawk.
Right. How about Boiler Room? Did they ever make, is that a franchise now?
I don't think so. Was there a Boiler Room 2?
Probably not.
Boilmore?
There might still be. Ben Affleck's got a couple of years left on him.
One thing I was really impressed by is there's a new Wolverine movie. Did you see
this
one?
No. I'm getting shafted on the trailers.
You got shafted. It's called Logan, and I don't know what the setup is, but it's like an old Wolverine, and his powers are starting to not work. And
is it Hugh Jackman?
It's got Hugh Jackman, okay. And he's protecting some new mutant girl. Like, I don't know if this is set, and there's a Marvel timeline where the mutant gene went extinct.
Oh boy!
As a result of one of the Executioner sagas or Executioner songs, I don't know.
Because this would have to be like hundreds of years in the future, right? For Wolverine to be old.
It's definitely in the near future, but he's like his healing factor stopped. I mean, Wolverine's already like 120 years old,
right?
Like in contemporary times. So like, if his healing factor stopped working, he'd probably start falling apart.
Yeah.
But it's also got a very looking his age Patrick Stewart as an old and maybe going senile Professor Xavier.
Oh, wow.
And the whole thing was scored to Johnny Cash's Hurt. And it was like,
wow,
like the Saving Private Ryan of X-Men movies. Like, it really looked like a serious thing. And I was like, God damn, I can't wait to see this movie. Brand new trailer for Wonder Woman I've never seen before.
I haven't seen that either.
I mean, once again, is this going to be the DC movie that I'm like not actively hating, or at best a meh? Like, Suicide Squad was a meh.
Yeah.
Everything else has been nah. This looks pretty cool. It looks like it's not taking itself too seriously. It's a period piece set in World War I. I think it looks like it might be pretty good. What'd you get? So there's the trailer. I mean, it was just
steady
doses of comic book shit, man. They knew their audience and they're pumping it hard.
Yeah, well, I did have Guardians of the Galaxy 2, but that was the only comic book movie. We saw a lot of old stuff, like, is it Allied or Allies? It's the one with Brad Pitt and, I can't think of her name at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of that.
It's the World War II,
oh,
where
right.
his wife may or may not be a German spy.
Yes,
and he's got
okay.
a killer or something.
No.
That one, and then Hulu's new series, Chance, which has Hugh Laurie and Gretchen Mol. And
I like Gretchen Mol. I like Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. I don't know, but that was kind of it. The Muggle thing,
Harry Potter. You got shafted on the trailers, man.
I did. Oh, Star Wars.
Okay,
Rogue One.
They didn't have Rogue One. They had like a 30-second kind of like greatest hits of the trailer. But I've seen the latest trailer and it looks pretty sweet. And you know, we're only about 6 weeks away from that. Definitely it will be a first-run bald movie.
Yeah.
Are we ready to get to the spoiler section?
Let's do it.
We will be back next week with Arrival, which is Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner and Forrest Whitaker. It's a science fiction movie about an alien linguist trying to I actually read some articles this week about how they actually did a lot of research and has invented this whole alien language using symbology and whatnot. And it seems like it's set to be pretty hard sci-fi. I'm excited.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
And then 2 weeks after that, we'll be back, Cecily and I, for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. We'll get to the spoiler section of Doctor Strange. Unfortunately, this is where we leave the non-club members, because the spoiler section is exclusively a Club Bald Move feature. You can join up at club.baldmove.com if you'd like to go there and get the pitch for what all you get and how much it costs. You can check that out. I do want to say that there is post-credits sequence teasers, two of them. There's one that happens like 30 seconds into the film, and they juke you, and they think that, oh man, that's all there is, and you start to get out of your seat, and then at the very end of the movie, there's another one.
I left after the first one.
Did you?
I don't care anymore.
Okay.
I honestly don't care. The only reason I didn't leave before the first one is because I had to sign my check.
I think that... So I like that Marvel seems to get in this rhythm that this first post-credit sequence is about tying this movie into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And the last one is all about the next installment of this series. Like, the first one ties Doctor Strange into the Avengers more tightly. The next one says what we're looking forward to Doctor Strange Part 2. Which, okay. Again, I wasn't expecting much out of this movie, but I would definitely watch Doctor Strange 2.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great movie, and if you like comic book movies or you just want to have your mind blown, like, honestly, some of this stuff is equivalent to taking mushrooms or LSD or ketamine or whatever you want to talk about, because
yeah,
it's just mind blowing.
Pretty disorienting,
yeah.
Honestly.
I can't wait to see it in 3D. I might vomit.
Good luck.
So yeah, we'll see you in the spoiler section.